Hello.
Hi, Sarah. It's Becky. Yeah. It's Becky from Deluxe Home Care.
Yeah.
So I just spoke with FCSR. They told me the following. They said that they got everything from you. The thing is, they said that he just looked it over for a second. I said, do you mind just looking over if you think it would qualify? And he said, if he were you, he would redo the explanations because he said they need to be a lot more detailed. He did say, though, it was received on the 3rd and it was going to go to the review panel, which takes 5 to 7 weeks. But he said if just seeing it up front, he thinks that you should redo the explanations and be more detailed because he just thinks that it's going to be an issue later.
Yeah, I will type all that up. And do I need to type it up or can I just write it?
Wait, it's very blurry. I can barely hear you. Could you speak maybe slower?
Can I write it or do I have to type it?
Whatever's easier for you.
Okay, well, I will do that and I will get that faxed over as soon as possible.
Sure. Okay, also, he said something else. He said two things. First of all, he said the ones that you submitted needs to be more detailed. That's the first thing that he would suggest. And the second thing he would suggest is he said that one second, let me open your Code of Cause waiver. I mean, your thing for a second. I just want to know what I'm talking about. Yeah, so he said, though, that you didn't put one of the, I think it was the misdemeanor. One second. Yeah. He said, basically, technically, I think I said this also, but he reiterated that you are missing you didn't explain the misdemeanor one. I can send you the screening.
I don't know which misdemeanor one he's talking about. I've got a few misdemeanors on there, and it just said all felonies. It didn't say nothing about misdemeanors.
Right. So I'll tell you which one. So you have, I believe you have, I'll tell you, four things on your record, right? The first one is forgery, a felony.
Yeah.
That's a good cause they've ever needed. The second one is theft less than $500. That was on April 19, 2014.
2014?
Yeah.
I don't know about that one. Maybe.
I can send it to you. I can send it to you. You can look it up or whatever it is. And that one was considered a misdemeanor A. So, and then the next one is a felony C. That was another theft. And the last one is the possession of controlled substance, which is another felony. So you sent in three explanations for your felonies, but he said that lots of times they want to see, as I told you earlier, that once they're looking into the background, they want all of the explanations. So he said that the misdemeanor one was missing. So he thinks that you should work on that, send one in for that one as well.
Okay, yeah, I just didn't know what misdemeanor he was talking about because, I mean, honestly, I've got a few misdemeanors on my record. So
I'll send you the record. That way you could work on it. And I'll also send you, if you want, I could send you a new explanation sheet so you could just keep printing it out. You should have four sheets.
All right, yeah, that's good.
Okay, so hold on. So, Sarah, let me just send you, email it to you. SarahGrover844@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. And the fact is, he said 5 to 7 weeks. That's not 4 months. So I thought that was good.
That is what family or freedom fair was giving me.
What do you say?
That's quicker than freedom fair.
Right. That's true. Okay. Okay, I'm emailing you your background screening and then another explanation, blank explanation form. You could either fill it out, as I said, whatever's easier, print it out, fill it out, or whatever you want. Make sure everything is dated also, so it's clear which offense is for which date, which explanation form, you know?
Okay.
So, 1 second, application, explanation. Okay. I'll be sending that to you. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Thank you.